Refugee, Disc 2.
Mahmoud, Aleppo, Syria, 2015. Through the huge hole that used to be the wall of his apartment, Mahmoud saw gray-white clouds from missile strikes blooming all around. He shook his head, trying to clear the ringing, and spied his little brother. Walid was sitting right where he had been before the attack, on the floor in front of the TV. Only the TV wasn't there anymore. It had fallen 5 stories to the ground below, along with the outside wall. And Walid was centimeters from joining them both.
"Walid, don't move!"
Mahmoud cried. He hurried across the room, his ankles turning painfully on broken bits of wall. Walid sat still as a statue, and he looked like one too. He was covered with a fine gray powder from head to foot, like he'd taken a bath in dry concrete mix. Mahmoud finally reached him, snatching him up and away from the cliff's edge that used to be their wall.
"Walid! Walid, are you okay?"
Mahmoud asked, turning him around. Walid's eyes were alive, but empty.
"Walid, talk to me! Are you all right?"
Walid finally looked up at him.
"You're bleeding,"
was all he said.
"Mahmoud! Walid!"
their mother cried. She staggered to the door of her bedroom, Hannah crying in her arms.
"Oh, thank God you're alive,"
their mom said. She dropped to her knees and pulled them both into a hug. Mahmoud's heart was racing, his ears still buzzed, and his shoulder burned. But they were alive. They were all alive. He felt tears come to his eyes and wiped them away. The floor beneath their feet groaned and shifted.
"We have to get out of here,"
Mahmoud's mother said, putting Hannah in Mahmoud's arms.
"Go, go. Take your brother and your sister. I'll be right behind you. I just have to grab a few things." "Mom, no!
Go,"
she told Mahmoud, pushing them all toward the door. Mahmoud clutched Hannah with one arm and took his brother's hand. He dragged Walid with him toward the front door, but Walid pulled back.
"What about my action figures?"
Walid asked. He looked over his shoulder like he wanted to go back for them.
"We'll buy new ones," Mahmoud told him. "We have to get out of here."
Across the hall, the Saraf family filled the corridor. Mother, father, and twin daughters, both younger than Walid.
"What's happened?"
Mr. Saraf asked Mahmoud. And then he saw the missing wall, and his eyes went wide.
"The building's been hit," Mahmoud said. "We have to get out."
Mr. and Mrs. Saraf hurried back into their apartment, and Mahmoud carried Hannah down the stairs, pulling Walid behind them. Halfway to the ground, the building shifted again, and the concrete stairs broke away from the wall, leaving a 5-centimeter crack. Mahmoud grabbed the railing to steady himself and waited a long, breathless moment to see if the stairs were going to collapse. When they didn't, he ran the rest of the way down and burst out onto the street, Hannah still in his arms and his brother right behind them. Rubble was strewn everywhere. Missiles and bombs thudded nearby, close enough to shake loose parts of walls. A building shuddered and collapsed, smoke and debris avalanching out into the street. Mahmoud jumped when it fell, but Walid stood still, like this kind of thing happened every day. With a jolt of surprise, Mahmoud realized this kind of thing did happen every day. Just not to them. Until now.